you. And congratulations on the late call-up for the State of Origin game. How did you find out? How did you feel about it?
Yeah, so I've been on the emergency list for a little while now, for a couple of weeks. And then I suppose, you know, the time sort of gets away from you. And I realised, obviously, before the weekend that this was probably the last weekend that, say, if anyone got injured or whatnot, that I'd get to play. So there was only, I suppose, a very slim chance that I'd get to play, but got the call on Monday saying, you know, it's a pretty high chance that you'll get to play the game next weekend because there was a few injuries over last weekend. So, yeah, it was pretty exciting. And then throughout the day, I think, yeah, around the afternoon, it was confirmed that I'd be playing. So, yeah, it all happened pretty quickly.
So congratulations. It's sad for Sam Virgo. I think you're replacing the Brisbane line in the Allies lineup. I gather that Sam was hurt in the grand final in her state league.
Yeah, I think she went down. They won the grand final, but I think she went down in the last quarter, unfortunately, with quite a serious knee injury. So, and it sucks to have any player get injured, whether they're on your team or not. So I really feel for her, and I wish her all the best in her recovery, especially with such a serious injury like an ACL.
Yeah, it's awful. We don't like to see any players hurt. I guess it's some consolation that her team won the grand final. You played a grand final in the WAFL recently. How did you go?
Yeah, unfortunately, we didn't have as much success. We went down to the Swan Districts. Definitely didn't play as well as we'd like, but to get to the grand final is always a achievement in itself. But yeah, we'll use it as a bit of motivation to get back there next year and go one better.
Good luck with that. One of your opposition number on the day is your skipper at Freo, and she's playing for Victoria. You can settle some scores there, can't you?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, we've spoken a little bit about this, and there's four of us Freo girls playing for the Allies, and obviously Juddy playing for the Vic. So I think there'll be a little bit of banter out on the field for sure.
I'm looking forward to that. So Cara Dunellan is playing for Victoria in a star-studded lineup, but both teams are incredibly star-studded, as Hayley Miller has just said. Dana Hooker, Kobe Bentley and Ebony Antonio from Fremantle also playing for the Allies. And your coach is Beck Goddard. Are you looking forward to that, Hayley?
Yeah, she's... I haven't actually met her yet, so it'll be really exciting to be under a new coach, someone I haven't experienced coach before. So definitely very excited to spend some time learning off her.
So you're flying today. It's Thursday, and the game is at the Docklands, free for everyone to go in on Saturday night. It's AFL free week between the season and the finals in Melbourne, so there's going to be a great lineup. You must be excited about playing at the Docklands.
Yeah, the Etihad Stadium is one of my favourite grounds to play at, so it's really exciting that I get the opportunity to play there again. And yeah, it's going to be a great spectacle, obviously free entry, and with no other football on the weekend, hopefully we'll get a good crowd.
Will you get a training session in on the ground before then?
We won't get one on the ground as such, but we'll have a team training session on Friday. Just get a bit of team bonding with the girls and learn how they play a little bit. But yeah, no real opportunity on the actual ground before the game. The AFL's a bit tight about that sort of stuff. Don't get to jump onto the ground until you're actually playing.
What are they loose about, Hayley? Is there something about your trip to Melbourne for this game that you're looking forward to that you don't normally get to experience?
I was lucky enough to have a few experiences like this with playing for Melbourne in those first exhibition matches. So from what I can see, it's very similar to that. But coming into the team a bit late, I think getting to know all these girls that I essentially haven't played with before and don't know very well will be great.
You've got some West Australians in there that you do know.
Yeah, we do. So I've got quite a few of those, the marquee girls that obviously went and played for Adelaide and Brisbane. And then obviously Emma King, she used to play at my club as well. She's from Collingwood. But yeah, there's a fair few of us. I think I read somewhere there was 41% West Australians, which is really great representation in the team.
Oh, we're always looking for the stats. Good luck for the game. I'm very excited about watching on Saturday, and I'm looking forward to seeing the Heroes documentary on ABC tonight. Have you seen that yet?
No, I haven't seen that yet. Hopefully we'll get into Melbourne in time to be able to flick it on and have a watch. But yeah, that's great that they've made sort of a documentary about it, and it's documented in time the sort of things that we're doing and the history that we're creating.
So, Hayley Miller, I hope you get a hot chocolate, a chance to see the documentary and a win on the weekend. Thank you for chatting with Morning Magazine, and go Frio for 2018.
Thank you very much.